and ham radio has been in the news a lot of late, and it is once again, this time in the form of a notice of proposed rulemaking issued by the commission on March 16th. The NPRM is in response to an ARRL petition regarding the use of this mode. Back in 2006, the ARRL petitioned the FCC, requesting that the automatic power control requirement be eliminated. It asserted that the provision has proven to be virtually impossible, as it requires the operators of transmitting stations to determine the transmit of power received at distant receivers. This claimed that the requirement has proven to be something of a barrier to spread spectrum experimentation in amateur radio. In the NPRM, the FCC agreed with the ARRL that the automatic power control requirement may be unnecessarily impeding amateur radio operators in advancing the radio art. At the same time, the Commission does not propose to simply eliminate this requirement, noting that the purpose of the automatic power control requirement is to limit interference to other stations. The FCC pointed out that commercial broadband internet providers operating the 900 MHz and 2.4 GHz ISM bands argue that automatic power control requirement should be maintained. This in order to prevent interference to other users. They also refer to suggestions maintaining that if the automatic power control requirement is eliminated, the FCC should lower the power limit on amateur stations transmitting spread spectrum so that the interference is minimized. And the bottom line, the FCC says that it is proposing to eliminate the automatic power requirement, but there is a caveat. The FCC is also proposing to reduce the maximum power output amateur stations may use when transmitting spread spectrum communications from 100 watts to a peak of only 10 watts. In the order, the FCC also made amendments to correct the amateur service rules or to conform them to prior commission decisions. These revisions will take effect when they are published in the Federal Register. The NPRM is not yet available for comment. Its text can be found at the URL in this week's printed Amateur Radio Newsline report. Jeff?
The International Bureau of the Federal Communications Commission is seeking input from interested parties to help develop its recommendations to the U.S. Department of State for U.S. proposals and positions regarding possible revisions to the international telecommunications regulations. This is the next World Conference on International Telecommunications to revise the terms of the treaty in 2012. Specifically, the FCC is looking for input on Article 1, purpose and scope of the regulations, Article 2, which are definitions, Article 3 on international networks, Article 4 that deals with international telecommunications services, and Article 5 that covers the safety of life and priority of telecommunications. Also needed, input on Article 6 covering charging and accounting, Article 7, suspension of services, Article 8, dissemination of information, Article 9, special arrangements, and Article 10, which are all of the final provisions. The FCC serves as a technical advisor to the Department of State for ITU meetings and conferences, including the upcoming World Conference on International Telecommunications and other international meetings to prepare for that conference. In that role, the FCC provides expert advice and recommendations to the Department of State on U.S. proposals and positions. The United States Amateur Radio Emergency Communications Enhancement Act of 2009, introduced back in October by Senators Joe Lieberman and Susan Collins, has unanimously passed the Senate. It's now been sent to the House for consideration and is currently sitting in the House Committee on Energy and Commerce. Now the ARRL is asking hams nationwide to contact the leadership of the Energy and Commerce Committee requesting support and action on moving Senate Bill 1755 through the committee. S-1755 accomplishes the same things as House Resolution 2160, which was introduced in April 2009 by Representative Sheila Jackson Lee. Since S-1755 has already been approved by the Senate, moving it forward in the House will simplify the overall approval process. If enacted into law, S-1755 would instruct the Secretary of Homeland Security to undertake a study on the uses and capabilities of amateur radio communications in emergencies and disaster relief. It would also limit the Department of Homeland Security to 180 days to report its findings to Congress. Canadian hams now have a very low frequency band. This with word that Industry Canada's approved access by radio amateurs in that nation to the band from 135.7 to 137.8 kHz, subject to certain conditions. Canadian hams choosing to use this new band are limited to a maximum radiated power of 1 watt effective interference to stations of other nations that still use this spectrum as a radio navigation service. According to Radio Amateurs of Canada, the revised Canadian Table of Frequency Allocations announced in December 2009 will incorporate changes from decisions made at World Radio Communication Conference in 2007. One of these permits amateur use of the spectrum on a secondary basis to all other users. The Southgate News says that Danish radio amateurs can now apply to operate on 5.250 to 5450 MHz. Reports are that Brent Christensen, OZ05B, has already received a 5 MHz permit. More on this restructuring is online at the Danish National Amateur Radio Society's website. A link to it, in electronically translated English, is in this week's printed Amateur Radio Newsline report. From the United States of America, we are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the NS9 RC repeater, serving Highland Park, Illinois. The FCC sent its long-awaited national broadband plan to Congress. Released on Tuesday, March 16, the plan's deemed to be a call for action over the next decade that includes goals. Among these are to provide affordable access to ultra-high-speed broadband in every American community at a speed of at least 1 gigabit per second at anchor institutions such as schools, hospitals, and military installations. It also recommends connecting 100 million households to affordable 100 megabits per second service by building the world's largest market of high-speed broadband users and ensuring that new jobs and businesses are created in the United States. Perhaps the most interesting point to those involved in hobby radio is the proposal to provide every first responder with access to a nationwide, wireless, interoperable public safety network, one that would multiply redundancy and let responders anywhere talk with others directly or through a chain of command. Other than that, there's nothing remotely mentioned that directly affects ham radio. However, the devil could be in the details if and when Congress gives the FCC a green light to proceed. And the details we're referring to are in the UHF and microwave spectrum, which broadband providers believe is ideal for future service build-outs and expansion of services. You can read the entire document online at www.broadband.gov/plan. A new way of dealing with the FCC may be on the horizon. Amateur Radio Newsline's Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF, has details.
The FCC has proposed that anyone who gives an oral ex parte presentation before it would have to provide a written description of the discussion. Currently, such descriptions are required only when new material is involved. In its recent notice, the Commission is asking for comment on whether to require that companies meeting with the Commission should disclose ownership information in meeting summaries or filed pleadings. This so readers can better grasp the filer's interest in the proceedings. The agency is thinking of requiring summaries within 4 hours for an item that is to be on the agenda during its open monthly meetings during the 7-day sunshine period, immediately before those meetings. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF.
For those not aware, ex parte is a Latin legal term meaning from, by, or for one party. Ex parte rules are intended to make sure the public's aware of who is possibly influencing the regulator's decision process. The Federal Communications Commission has put forth several proposals to streamline its procedures. One of the main objectives is to give bureau and office chiefs the ability to kill defective or repetitive positions for reconsideration so that those don't breach commissioners or their staff lord. By way of background, a defective petition for rulemaking or for reconsideration is one that contains errors, is untimely, has raised no new arguments, or doesn't relate to the issue at hand. In ham radio circles, this might be one of those regularly filed petitions asking for a ban on closed repeaters or limiting contesters to specific parts of the amateur radio bands. Requests that are either ignored for a long period of time or dismissed using the same language as used to discharge a previous petition making the same request. The agency has also proposed changing its rule that specifies it can reconsider a decision on its own motion within 30 days. This to clarify that the commission has the authority to change a verdict, not just set it aside or vacate it. Lastly, the commission wants to make more use of electronic filing and has upgraded its electronic comment filing system. Now it's asking for comments on how it can maximize e-filing and minimize paper submissions. The FCC notes that with over 3,000 dockets open, it has quite a backlog to go through. It also admits that some of those dockets have seen little to no activity in recent years. A Senate bill that would add an engineer to the staff of each Federal Communications Commission commissioner now has a companion measure in the House. Representative Jerry McNerney of California introduced H.R. 4809 after representatives of the Society of Broadcast Engineers met with his Washington staff a few weeks ago. SBE's Government Relations Chairman Barry Thomas and General Counsel Chris Imlay, W3KD, visited offices of several House members to garner support for a companion to a Senate bill introduced in January by Senator Olympia Snow of Maine and co-sponsored by Senator Mark Warner of Virginia. The bill would authorize an engineering staff person for each of the five FCC commissioners. With a House bill now introduced, the legislation can move through the committee process of both houses of Congress. SBE President Vinny Lopez said the change would go a long way to ensure technical excellence at the highest levels of the commission. The text of the House bill is not yet available online as we write. The FCC has determined that about one-third of Americans don't have a broadband internet connection at home. According to a report from the regulatory agency, the main barriers to adoption are cost and literacy. The agency's working on a plan to develop and deploy a nationwide wireless broadband. The usage study, Broadband Adoption and Use in America, was released at the Brookings Institution. There appears to be no mention of how many Americans do not want or feel that they have no need for any form of broadband connectivity. About 150 hams will be needed to provide communications for this year's running of the Pittsburgh Marathon. Slated for May 2nd, over 6,000 participants are expected, including 2,000 marathon runners, 2,500 half-marathon runners, and 500 relay teams. According to Jeffrey Hutzelman, N3NHS, there are many positions around the 26.2-mile course that need to be covered, including mile markers, aid stations, buses, and sweep vehicles, also shadow communicators for race officials. If you plan to be in the Pittsburgh area on that date and want to volunteer, simply take your web browser to marathon.central.org. Click on the words Volunteer Now and fill out the form. Radio Netherlands Worldwide is sending two complete mobile radio stations to the Chilean broadcaster Radio Universidad Técnica Federica Santa Maria. This will enable two of its partner stations in a coastal region to resume their broadcast as quickly as possible. This is the region that was seriously affected by the earthquake on February 27. The mobile radio station, often called Radio in a Box, is specially built to be used temporarily in countries where radio stations are forced off the air by natural disasters. Each station is less than a cubic meter in size, is equipped with an FM transmitter, mixer, microphones, a CD player, and a laptop computer. Radio Netherlands Worldwide has previously provided such stations following the earthquakes in Indonesia in September 2009 and Haiti this past January. The Chilean broadcaster supplied with the portable gear has worked closely with Radio Netherlands Worldwide for many years. A name in the news, this with word that Cam Hartford, N6GA of Claremont, California, has been named QRP editor of CQ Amateur Radio Magazine. Hartford, who works for book publisher Houghton Mifflin Harcourt, has been a ham since 1961 and has been active in low-power operating for more than 20 years. From 1989 to 91, he served on the board of directors of the QRP Amateur Radio Club International. He also served as that organization's contest manager from 1993 to 1999. Hartford succeeds Dave Ingram, K4TWJ, who passed away in January. Ingram's final bi-monthly QRP column appears in the April issue of CQ. Hartford's first column will be in the June issue. And coming to Reno this spring, it's MCOM West. Amateur Radio Newsline's Don Carlson is here with details.
MCOM West 2010 gearing up for Reno, Nevada, April 30th through May 2nd. And this year, some very interesting topics of discussion, including a presentation of special interest to those operating on the 420 to 450 band on the U.S. Air Force's new radar system, formerly known as PAPAWS, in Northern California. Lieutenant Colonel Corey J. Kepler and his staff, who work directly with the project at Beale Air Force Base, will be on hand to make the presentation. They'll bring an overview of the unit mission, explain the project, and use of the 420 to 450 megahertz band in the area, and while mitigation of interference is important to the mission, their presentation will be followed by a full question and answer session from the amateur radio community. Special guest this year will be the ARRL CEO Dave Sumner, K1ZZ, who will be present at the Saturday night banquet and a new Sunday brunch with a special guest speaker, Tom Tomina, whose huge contest station in Virginia City Highlands here in Nevada is legendary. MCOM West 2010 will be at Reno's Grand Sierra Hotel Resort, which features an indoor shopping mall, movie theaters, outdoor driving range, lots of restaurants, an on-site RV park, and lots of family-friendly fun along the way. In Reno, Nevada, I'm Don Carlson, KQ6FM, for the Amateur Radio Newsline.
Again, the dates are April 30th through May 2nd in Reno, Nevada. More is online at www.mcomwest.org. This is Ham Radio News for today's Radio Amateur. From the United States of America, we are the Amateur Radio Newsline, with links to the world from our only official website at www.arnewsline.org, and being relayed by the volunteer services of the following Radio Amateur. Technical papers are solicited for presentation at the 29th Annual ARRL and TAPR Digital Communications Conference. It'll be held September 24th through the 26th in Portland, Oregon. These papers will also be published in the conference proceedings, but you don't need to attend the conference to have your paper included in the publication. The submission deadline is July 31st. Please send papers to Matty Weinberg in care of the American Radio Relay League, 225 Main Street, Newington, Connecticut, 06111. You can make your submission via email to matty@arrl.org. Turning to the ham radio social scene, the next world meeting of the Mediterranean DX Club takes place July 2nd through the 4th in Messina, Italy. Complete information on this event's online in multiple languages at www.mdxc.org. The Motherlode DX and Contest Club will host the 11th Annual Contest Dinner Friday, April 16th at the International DX Convention in Visalia, California. The dinner will be held in the Oak Room at the Visalia Holiday Inn. Pre-purchase is a requirement to attend, and there won't be any tickets sold at the door. To reserve yours online, take your web browser to www.mldxcc.org. And the North Coast Contesters are pleased to announce that Joel Harrison, W5ZN, will be the main speaker at the 2010 Dayton Contest Dinner. An active contest operator, Joel just finished a four-year term as president of the ARRL in January of this year. For more information on this dinner, please visit contestdinner.com on the World Wide Web. Amateur radio special event station ZS10 WCS will be on the air through July 12th to celebrate the 2010 Soccer World Cup being held in South Africa between June 11 and July 11. The call will be used by members of various South African Radio League affiliated clubs. Operations through May 31st will only be on weekends. Between June 1st and July 12, ZS10 WCS will be on the air 7 days a week. USL with a self-addressed envelope and one international reply coupon to P.O. Box 1721, Struben's Valley, that's Struben's Valley, 1735, South Africa. Sunday, March 21 is the anniversary of the World War II Bataan Death March. And in solemn commemoration, the Mesilla Valley Radio Club will be operating special event station K5B from 10 to 2300 hours UTC. Information about contacting this station and getting a K5B special events QSL card can be found on the club's website at www.n5bl.org/Bataan. On the air, or maybe off the air is a better term for this, where the long-awaited 3C0C operation from Audubon Island has suffered a setback due to repairs being made to the island's lone airport runway. On March 12, the ham radio operations planners announced that they had received a statement from Equatorial Guinea informing them that repairs to the runway will begin shortly and are expected to last 2 to 3 months. During that time, no aircraft can land or depart from Audubon. The ex-planners say that travel by boat is not a reality due to the small number of available watercraft and the time crossings would take. For more details and updates, please visit www.3C0C-Anoban.com on the World Wide Web. In DX, word that a multinational group is planning to operate from Kurdistan in northern Iraq between April 2nd and the 12th. The team has received a 10-day visa issued by the government of Kurdistan. No other information is available as we go to air. K9OT and KB9LIE will operate portable FP to activate McKellen Island between July 5 and the 14th. They'll operate CW and sideband primarily on 80 to 10 meters, possibly 6 meters as well. QSL is directed on the air. The 3W6C team will activate Con Co Island near Vietnam on amateur radio satellites from April 10 through the 18th. Satellites to be activated include AO07, AO51, HO68, SO50, and SO67, each on an as-available basis. For additional information and the operating plan, please visit www.3w6c.qrv.ch. X4UL is now active as 4S7ULG from Colombo, Sri Lanka. He'll be there through April 7th, working mainly on 20 and 17 meters PSK, QSL via UY5ZZ. SP5ES and SP5UAF will be active as CR1M and CR1Z, respectively, from San Miguel in the Azores. This during the CQWWWPX sideband contest, March 27 and 28. USL CR1M via SP5ES, USL CR1Z via SP5UAF. Lastly, A4QD and AF4Z will again be active portable HH4 from the Northwest Haiti Christian Mission. Their operations plan to take place between March the 22nd and April 2nd. They're operating 160 through 10 CW sideband and RIDI as time permits. Low band operations will be limited to the availability of AC power. USL via their home call signs either direct, via the Bureau, or using logbook of the world. And finally this week, silicon nanowires are attracting an increasing level of attention from technologists and industry. This due to their drive to create ever smaller electronic devices that will depend on these mechanical properties. New research from the North Carolina State University shows that silicon nanowires are far more resilient than their larger counterparts. This is a finding that could pave the way for smaller, sturdier nanoelectronics, nanosensors, light-emitting diodes, and other yet-to-be-dreamed-up applications. According to a recent study, silicon nanowires deform in a very different way from bulk silicon. Bulk silicon is a very brittle substance that cannot be stretched or warped very much without breaking. On the other hand, silicon nanowires are more resilient and can sustain much larger deforming before rupturing. Other properties of silicon nanowires include increasing fracture strength and decreasing elastic modulus as the nanowire gets smaller and smaller. This study was funded by grants from the National Science Foundation and North Carolina State University. With thanks to Ellen Labs, AMSAT, the ARRL, the CGC Communicator, CQ Magazine, the FCC, the Ohio Penn, DX Bulletin, Radio Netherlands, RAIN, the RSGV, the Southgate News, and Australia's WIA News, that's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. Our email address is newsline@arnewsline.org. More information is available at Amateur Radio Newsline's only official website, located at www.arnewsline.org. You can also write to us or support us at Amateur Radio Newsline, 28197 Robin Avenue, Santa Clarita, California, 91350. Before we go, a reminder that the nominating period for the 2010 Amateur Radio Newsline Young Ham of the Year Award is now open. Each year, we here at the Amateur Radio Newsline, in association with Vertex Standard Corporation, the makers of Yaesu brand ham radio gear, and CQ Magazine, combine to honor a ham radio operator age 18 or younger for his or her contributions to ham radio or to society itself through ham radio. All nominations and materials required by the official rules must be received by Amateur Radio Newsline no later than midnight on May the 30th. Both mail-in and electronic submissions are being accepted this year. Full rules and a downloadable nominating form are now on our website at www.arnewsline.org. Just scroll down until you see the 2010 Young Ham of the Year Awards now being accepted, and click on the word HERE to download the directions and the form. You can also leave questions and comments on the official Young Ham of the Year Award page on Facebook.com. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF at the editor's desk, I'm Jeff Clark, K8JAC, saying 73, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2010, all rights reserved.
Net tonight at 8:30 is the WQVL repeater.
Oh. now it makes sense because I heard you. I heard the voice. I couldn't make out what you said. You said it so fast. And then you didn't come back. So it says, all right, he's already in the tunnel. Yeah, roger, roger. Back, back in Manhattan.
I've been on the road since, 10:30 last night? 10:30, quarter to 11? Something like that. Had to run out to the yard, pick up a bunch of stuff. Running back in to remove my temporary repair on the machine and put a permanent repair on the machine.
Oh, so you had a call out last night. Okay. Are you going to be able to take today off, or are you going to be working straight through for like an 18-hour day?
No, I got my 8-hour minimum, plus I got to work a normal shift. It's what it is. I'm slated for some other stuff on the other side of Manhattan at about 8:30. So, my temp repair took me about 5 minutes to get it off the machine and put the new piece on that I gotta put on. But the temp repair held up through the night, so the guys could do what they gotta do, but I still gotta fix it, you know?
Okay, so you spent a good part of the night running back and forth between Manhattan and the yard.
Yeah, because I actually ripped the part off of a machine in the yard. After waking the rental guru up, and I threw the stock number and said, it's down. What do you mean it's down? I said, I'm stealing the pump. Why? And I told the why, and he's, okay, yeah. But you got those guys going? I said, yeah, they're going. They're doing what they got to do. I said, it is what it is. I'm going to call down Friday night, too, so it's been one of those weekends.
Boss ain't gonna like writing your paycheck this week with two 8-hour minimums added on. You got a little overtime coming.
Hey, 8-hour minimums, time and a half, plus 15% night differential.
You know what the boss is gonna say when he has to sign that check? Ouch.
Yeah. I did manage to squeeze some time in and work on my truck yesterday. I finally got the plan of my truck. I only had my 857 for 3 years now, and my Sidekick screwdriver antenna for about 2 years now. I finally got to put it in the truck and fly.
Yeah, too bad you don't install those in the truck you're in right now so you could play during times like this or times that you're parked waiting for a contractor to show up so you can fix his machine.
I tried it in Manhattan. It's not fun. There's a little problem with all this metal around you.
Oh, you mean an antenna on the ground won't work nicely when you're surrounded by 80-story buildings?
Yeah, I tried it. When I got to do that overnight for the Macy's Thanksgiving parade, I tried a couple of hamsticks on the roof with my 480. Yeah, it's pretty bad when a 20-meter hamstick will only be resident on 6 meters.
Okay. So, if you're a ham living in Manhattan, unless you own the penthouse, you don't do anything other than repeater work.
Yeah, I see many antennas on many roofs. And it's usually the people who own the building. You see the little antennas off the balconies, those are the guys that are going to put stuff up on the roof, and you wonder how to make out, you know? So, anyway, before I get out of bed, I'll speak to ZDM. ZDM, listen to me, I'll say stuff.
okay, swap out that pump. And W2HCV and 2ZEP clear and listening.
N2EB mobile.
N2EB and 2ZEP.
Good morning, Gary. How was your weekend?
Quiet, uneventful. Got a lot of paperwork done.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the pleasant weather. Got out a little bit. But getting the paperwork done is good also. Anyway, just starting off here. And the news seems to be full of the Obamacare thing. And I don't know. We'll see what how it plays out.
I just heard one of the reports on the radio right before you dropped your call sign that one of the things that changes is that unmarried children can be added back to the existing insurance policy of the parents up to age 26. Well, New York State had a law like that on the books for a year or two, for about a year already, and the problem it had, as far as I was concerned, is that I'm insured through a nonprofit, a self-insured organization, and as a result, they were exempt under the New York State law. Wonder if they're going to be exempt under the federal law.
There's a lot of questions people have, and I don't know. Well, he got what he wanted. Well, through bribes and everything, you know, you had to bribe these people, get them to vote, and I don't know why he was so headstrong again for this thing. But, as I think the majority of the people don't want it, and, you know, could have done things a little differently, I think, but, I wonder what's going to happen now, these Democrats that come up for re-election, what's going to happen to these, he said it's like, it's going to be like a, I already see protesting going on from one senator. I forget which state it was. I think it was California or something like that.
I'll make up my mind when the bill is totally revealed. You know, there are so many provisions in that bill. Who knows what it's going to do? Other than one thing, without even knowing anything about the bill, somehow it will cost us money.
N1WTC.
N1WTC recognized. Oh, definitely. Definitely. The state taxes are going to go up. Maybe now, for the 4 years that before the, you even see anything about health care. And that's one of the things. One of the things, somebody's got to pay for this. Somebody's got to pay for all of this stuff. Anyway, Eugene, how you doing? Good morning. Pick it up, give it to Gary. This is N2EB.
Morning, Gary. Morning, John.
Yes, I guess it's the dawn of a new day.
What are we going to do? I think it was Gary who said, what's it going to cost us? As I was leaving this morning, Channel 5 threw out a teaser. What the health care is going to cost in taxes I didn't get a chance to listen to it, though. I guess if you're around a TV sometime, I guess they're going to rerun it. But, yeah, somebody's got to pay for it. They're estimating, what, $910 billion? And the thing is that we're stuck with it. This guy's going to sign it. It's going to go into law. And it's going to be here forever, because do you want to be the guy that's going to repeal the health care bill? I don't think anybody's going to do it. I don't know. Morning, Gary, over to you.
Net tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
I would love to see a bill that says you have to be a legal resident of the United States to be able to take advantage of this bill, of this health care. Otherwise, get out. Be like being a member in good standing.
Well, now, come on. Oh, yeah. Be a member of the United States. That's it. They see free health care. Come to America. Come to America. You don't have to be a citizen. Come to America. You get free health care. Obama. Rich, pick it up. Give it to Gene. This is N2EB.
I just want to see it written that you have to be a citizen of these United States and a member in good standing. Eugene, over to you. N2, PPN Mobile, on the road again.
Morning, Rich. Yeah, that was,
it's funny you should mention that, because right after the teaser about taxes, it seems like that's Obama's next thing, reforming immigration laws.
So, yeah, we're stuck. We're in it for the long run. You know, it's funny. It was I don't know if you guys saw it. Some of you probably did. The thing floating around the internet about if you cross illegally into Iraq, they kill you. If you cross illegally into, like, Afghanistan, you're, like, beheaded and all the rest of this, and it goes through all these countries. And if you cross illegally into America, we'll welcome you with open arms, give you money, give you welfare, give you health care, all sorts of stuff. So, I don't know. Who's right, who's wrong? Who knows anymore? Gary?
Unfortunately, the way the world is right now, there's no such thing as surviving as an isolationist. But I'm starting to think that maybe we should build a big wall around the entire United States with gates on it, and have armed guards at every gate so that we don't let just everyone and anything in. You know, if we did that, we'd be able to carefully screen for explosives, illegal drugs, illegal immigrants. But I just dream. John?
That's right. We'll have to do away with the Border Patrol. Let them just come over. I don't know how many illegals there are. It's the greatest country. So now we're going to be like Canada. Think about that. That is so... Now when you go for... to have your appendix taken out, you're going to have to go on a long list before you ever even think about that. Mitch?
Oh, I like Gary's idea of becoming isolationist, but you left out one, Gary. You left out dissidents. You want to keep out those dissidents. You want to make sure that, you know, you don't have any ne'er-do-wells, troublemakers, pot stirrers, MSIs. Oh, wait. You gotta have an MSI. You gotta, you know, you wanna make sure you keep all that stuff out. Much like an organization that we all know and love. Build a wall around yourself, become isolationist, separatist, you know. It should be fun. I think I'd like to be part of that project. You know, it's like the wall that they built down in Texas, buried 8.5 feet or 9 feet down in the ground. It's 20 feet long, but it only runs for 5 miles. So all you got to do is, if you're coming up from Mexico, is just, you know, drive the 5 miles to the east or the west or whatever it is, and just go around the damn thing. But, you know, it's an effort. It's a start. It's a beginning. You know, I think we should all strive for this, and we should push it forward. What do you think, Eugene? N1WTC, N2PPN on the Wancha.
Well, this is going to be my last. I'm pulling into the airport. But, no, John, we shouldn't get rid of him. The Border Patrol? Just merge them with the Welcome Wagon people, and this way we can greet the people right at the gates and give them their health card, their Social Security card, their driver's license, their voting rights. You know, but we won't give them their 1040s or the W-2s because, you know, why should they pay taxes like us? You know, so this way we can just get it all over real quickly. There is an organization called NYANA, New York Association for New Americans, that helps people from Eastern Europe as they come over to this country. And when people came over, they were given money, furniture, a place to live, and a stipend to learn English, which they never did. But, yeah, these things are out there. All right, boys, I'm going to sign. Have a good day. Rich, if you got a minute, give me a call today. N1, WTC. I'll be clear and listening for a couple of minutes. Gary, over to you. I don't know. Somehow this rotation got mixed up because if I give it to John, I think Rich gets cut out of this. So we'll figure something out. All right, 7-3, Eugene. And personally, get rid of all the second languages. English is the official language of this country. All information should be printed in English and English only. Get rid of this garbage on the phones. Force people to learn the language of the land. I really don't care if they don't understand and can get their money out of the bank. Oh, they don't put the money in the bank anyway. They squirt away and send it back to the old country. I'm giving it to Rich. Rich gives it to John.
Oh, you give it to John. John gave it to me. I gave it to Eugene.
Be that way. You don't want to take a turn, I'll give it to John.
Back to BJ's.
That's the way it went. That's the way it went, and that's the way it's going. You give it to me, I give it to Rich. Rich was going to give it to Eugene, but now he's going to give it to Gary. Oh, boy, look out. All right, 7-3 to Eugene. And, that'll never happen. Now you hear, like, things are different, you know, and they just said, like, you know. We'll probably have a bunch of languages now. You have to choose 1 through 0. Choose the language you want. And English won't be number 1 either. It'll probably be number 5 or something. You want to hear it in Spanish, French, German. That's it. It'll just be down a list. And then they'll say, it's in alphabetical order. What are you talking about? My Bronski. Rich, over to you. And to EB.
And to EB. And to PPN. Press 1 for Aramaic. Press 2 for Farsi. Press 3 for Esperanza. Press 5 for Spanish. Press 6 for English. And let's not forget press 7 for Hebrew. Yeah, all right. We'll leave that one. You know, then Greek and Russian and, I don't know, ancient Tunisian, you know, Sumatran, and other kinds of coffee, too, you know. This is the N2PPN Motormobile coming into the four-laner, heading back up to Randall's Island, where men are men and there are no women to be found, except in the insane asylum, which is where they serve soup to nuts. Ha! See, I worked Barry's line in. There you go. Knew I could figure out a way to do that. And, what else? Anyway, this was the weekend that had an affair to remember. And my wife, myself, and all of our friends did everything we could do to dispel the rumor that Jews don't drink. Gary? What I want to know, Rich, is did you ever find the chopped liver? And did you, well, I guess you did get out of BJ's. Just a matter of how long did it take on that short line you were on? John?
Wow. All right. Glad you had fun at the affair. And, that's that. So, now what we need is Keith to give us another rundown of the Intrepid story. I hear, anyway. It was really, really nice Saturday, wasn't it? I was ready to break out the suntan lotion. Rich?
Yeah, it was beautiful out Saturday. Beautiful. You know? So, did some things, went some places, saw some people. And, yes, Gary, I finally did get out of BJ's. Gary and I ran into each other at BJ's Wholesale Club yesterday. John, just so, you know, we keep you in the loop and let you be informed that you don't think that we've got some kind of inside thing going on here. He was busy doing some shopping with his bride, and she needed him to help carry the heavy stuff, so she got him to come along for a ride, and I was busy wandering around aimlessly, looking at all the things on the shelves, trying to find the chopped liver, which I never found, Gary. But it wasn't a big deal, because it wasn't a make-or-break deal kind of a thing. I'm sure that I can run out and get it this week, or towards the end of this week, to have for application onto the matzah to complete the binding of the lower intestines next week. Gary?
Actually, Rich, for every pound of matzah you consume during the holiday, you must have one jar of stewed fruit compote. Otherwise, it turns to concrete. John?
Yeah, can you imagine that? Whoa. And talk about constipation. You're going to need like a C4 to get that out of there. Jeez. God. So, yeah, just get some of those, insert. No, never mind. We won't go there. Anyway, good commute this morning. Tell ya. Up to Forest Park already. And, Bagosses Park, but we don't have any cake in the rain. That's rain is tomorrow, right? Rich?
Rain's supposed to roll in, later today and go through the night and finish up sometime tomorrow. They're calling for another couple of inches of rain. Inches of rain, so it's going to be moist around the edges again. So we'll see what happens. And where's Skeevy? It's time for Skeevy. Special guest star appearing once daily or twice daily here on Action Radio 85. And this is the N2PPN Motor Mobile. Where am I? Over here at Give Me Shelter Rock Road.
JB2AQN mobile on the viaduct.
And you shall receive. Okay. Steve, I don't want you to think that I don't want to talk to you. But I'm almost at the tunnel, guys. So it's time for me to sign out. Steve, you take my slot in the rotation. And then you give it to John. I'll say 7-3 to all of you. And to Zeddy, be clear. Steve?
7-3 Gary N. I am taking it personally. This is the KB2N QN Mobile. Just west of the viaduct and north of the repeater. Good morning. We got a little, well, I guess it's more like a mist. Gorillas in the mist type effect on the windshield as we come up the hill here after the viaduct. And, well, you guys are in already. I guess it's a good commute today. Evilness?
No, with the healthcare reform, we could go to the dentist and get our teeth pulled for free. What do you think, Rich?
There you have it. That's it in a nutshell. Free extractions. Did you say healthcare or elf care? And speaking of the elf and his care, where is that little Keebler guy? You know? Is he already in work? Already down in the hole, baking cookies in the hollow tree? What's with that? Ugh. What's with that? And, let's see. The new healthcare reform should be interesting. I guess they'll have to lay it out for us and explain it to us, you know, because we are the unclean, the unwashed, and the unholy, so they'll need to break it down so that we'll be able to understand it all. Otherwise, like, Stevie could explain it to us. Stevie? And to BPN Pass in the city line.
I don't know if I could explain it to you, but it's supposed to, quote, save 32 million people in the United States that don't have health care coverage. And what does it all mean to me and where I work? I guess we'll find out. By the way, I shan't be on Thursday and Friday. I'm going to a seminar in the city. I'll be at the Millennium. I'll be appearing at the Millennium on Broadway if anybody wants to come see my show. And that would be for ASHE, which is the Association of Hospital Employees. I have to get some kind of construction certificate there that's warranted by the hospital. So I'll be Thursday and Friday, and I think I have a, Jesus Christ, guy just strolling across the street here, wearing all black. I have a school meeting on Wednesday morning, but I might be on that morning. Johnny, what does it all mean to the MTA? Are they going to raise the rates now?
Definitely. I need a vacation. And can you... I can't imagine that you saw Jesus Christ crossing the street in black. Man. This is great. You should have stopped and asked him for a redemption or something. Maybe he has health care. Anyway, I'm in the parkland, so I'm going to say 73 is going to do it. Ta-ta, Toulouse. Let's do EB 73. Rich?
Right there, Evil Johnny. It was actually Jesus was pushing a shopping cart full of soda bottles, and he's the one that's looking for redemption from the bottle machine. So Stevie just didn't see him because he was all dressed in black. He was in his goth phase. Skeevy. You want to say goodbye to John? Say goodbye to John now.